This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute, an analytical research entity associated with the University of Missouri, calculated the loss of 1.64 billion bushels of corn demand and 20 billion of ethanol revenue as the result of 2.25 billion gallons in RIN waivers granted to small refineries by the Trump administration. The loss was calculated as cumulative over a six-year period through 2023. The loss would be the result of the RIN waivers reducing the production of ethanol over that period from what it would have been otherwise as mandated in the RFS. This could be avoided if they reallocated the RINs to other refiners, which the ethanol industry has been advocating. According to FAPRI, it reduced the statutory level of 15 billion gallons of corn ethanol in the RFS to 13.7 billion. U.S. annual ethanol consumption could be reduced by 761 million gallons per year, equivalent to about 300 million bushels of lost corn demand. I use 2.8 bushels of corn per gallon of ethanol in my short-term conversion. FAPRI calculated a loss of 4.6 billion gallons of ethanol production over the six-year period, saying 1.64 billion bushels of corn demand would be lost over that time frame. FAPRI looked at the big picture and by their methodology outlined how serious the loss of RIN waivers is to the ethanol and corn industries. The RIN waivers dilute the RFS. I think that this is an extremely serious loss and that the average farmer is not fully aware of what has happened. A renewable identification number, a RIN, is attached to each gallon of ethanol. The RFS requires 15 billion gallons of ethanol be blended, and these are allocated to petroleum refiners. They satisfy their RFS obligation by either blending ethanol or buying RINs. Ethanol production has grown because of exports and would grow more domestically if vapor waivers, now only approved for E10, were granted to all blends to allow year-round sales. Summer sales of E15, E30, E50 are restricted. A pro-ethanol administration would reallocate the RINs to other refiners to support a 15-billion-gallon RFS mandate, as stated in the law. They undermine the RFS law with the RIN waivers. They would also grant vapor waivers for all ethanol blends, allowing year-round use. This has not been a pro-ethanol administration, despite the promises from Trump. I said that his policies would cost us billions between RIN waivers and tariffs. Billions of losses to the ag sector are ballooning. There is a 70-cent a gallon difference in spot unleaded and spot ethanol prices. Ethanol values are unusually low. 30 to 40 cents per gallon would be more typical. Despite the poor price of corn, weak ethanol prices are producing some negative ethanol production margins, and we are hearing rumors of some potential plant shutdowns as a result. That would be the last thing that the corn market needs right now. The blaring question is why, given cheap corn, are ethanol margins negative? The answer goes back to the Trump administration and RIN waivers. They undermine demand for ethanol because the RIN enforcement obligation has been waived. According to FAPRI's calculation of the impact of RIN waivers on corn demand, the 1.774 billion bushel 2018-19 corn carryout would be instead 1.474 billion if 300 million bushels more corn were used in the next year to make ethanol, were it not for the RIN waivers granted by the Trump administration. The market will respond to a carryover under 1.5 billion bushel with potential for $4 corn instead of the $3.50 average price that the USDA is forecasting. 50 cents a bushel times 14.872 billion bushel of corn is a loss of $7.41 billion. This goes on top of the $20 billion loss in ethanol revenue. We have lost $2 a bushel on 4.69 billion bushels of soybeans, or $9.38 billion. Add in billions of dollars in losses in hogs, apples, cranberries, dairy products, and many other farm commodities, and you get to a pretty astounding number. Billions and billions and billions of dollars. The producer price index fell because of Trump's trade and RFS policy. The general economy is expanding while the ag sector economy is diverging south. All the happy talk about the strength of the U.S. economy doesn't extend to the ag sector economy. I don't know when farmers wake up to the magnitude of the losses. Promises that they will get this back and be better off after the trade war is delusional. The millions of dollars that they saved in reduced regulation is a mere pittance compared to the billions of dollars in losses that are hemorrhaging as a result of Trump trade and RFS policies. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at Comstock.com, or call 712-227-5000. 11:10.